Will you be singing also, or will it just be a conversation?
I will be singing. I'll be singing a couple pieces from my recital that I'm doing at the moment. It'll be. Well, I'm also speaking as well about the book "Sing for Your Life" that Daniel Bergner wrote, telling about my journey thus far as pursuing a professional operatic career.
Just, you do have an amazing story going from juvenile detention center to the Met Opera stage. Can you give us just a little bit of an idea of what happened in that evolution and at what point in your life you decided you wanted to sing on the Met stage?
I just was really, really lucky and really blessed to have opera introduced in my life at a sort of pivotal point in my childhood. I was about 15, and I saw my first opera, luckily enough, again, at the Metropolitan Opera on a school field trip, and it changed my life. It made me believe that that maybe I could do something greater than just graduating high school and living in my small town.
As a black kid going to see Denise Graves, that must have been a tremendous inspiration to see somebody in this world of opera, that here's a black person who has made it in the opera world. Can you say just a few words about that and how she and other people, maybe Eric Owens and others, might have inspired you over the years?
You know, the Metropolitan Opera alone is a majestic, beautiful place. I sort of call it the Disney World of Opera. When I went there at 15, you know, I had a sort of preconception of what I thought opera was. I thought opera was something that could only be sung by, you know, a big fat, you know, white Viking lady, you know, something off of Looney
Right.
Tunes, you know, Bunny of Seville. And when I arrived, you know, I saw the opera Carmen, which alone is already a very accessible opera for a young adult to see. And what made it so pivotal in my life was that the title character, the lead role, Carmen, was sung and performed by the African-American mezzo-soprano Denise Graves. And seeing her on stage, you know, feeling all the emotions and on the emotional spectrum that I felt watching, crying, laughing, getting sad, seeing, you know, her beauty and her seductiveness on stage, I saw myself on stage. I saw someone who looked like me. And when I got to meet her afterwards, I went backstage with my class and we got to meet her and spend, you know, a couple minutes with her. She treated me like I was her best friend's son or her nephew, and called, you know, took pictures with me, called me her boo, and I felt like this is a real person. This is not someone who's not accessible. And I left the opera house, the Metropolitan Opera House, that day, and I told anyone who would listen that day that I know what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an opera singer, and I wanted to sing at the Metropolitan Opera. And it became real for me. It became tangible. And I think that helped a lot with my, first of all, my belief that I could do it, and it helped a lot with the accessibility of the field after that. So I continued after that to pursue knowledge about other African American singers who were pioneered opera for me in America. African American singers who came before me, who, you know, blazed a path for me to pursue it.
Do you feel like you're receiving continued support? I mean, did you see Denise Graves again after that first time when you were 15 years old? Have you worked with Eric Owens or other singers, the African American singers you talked about?
Yeah. Well, I've been really awesomely enough. I had a big role debut at the Met. I sang Colline in the Zeffirelli production of La Boheme last season at the Metropolitan Opera. After opening night, I came backstage, and in the same room that I met Denise Graves 15 years before and greeted her and told her how amazing she was, there was Denise Graves waiting for me backstage after my
Oh,
opening night of Colline
wow.
at the Metropolitan Opera, telling me how amazing it was to see me on stage and how she thought I was so amazing. And it was just, I could barely hold back the tears or the smiles, and I felt like one of the greatest days of my life, you know. And I kept telling her that, you know, that night, how much she meant to me and how much her art, and you know, her time in the operatic world has meant for so many singers, and how she was such an inspiration for me. And still to this day, like I tell anyone who will listen that she's the reason why opera became something real to me. And you know, it's a great feeling for me to have. But, you know, I know for her it must have been an awesome feeling too to see, you know, the fruits of her labor, not only on stage, but just her storytelling, what it did for me.
Well, Speedo, I really want to thank you for your time to have this brief phone interview, and we all look forward to hearing many more stories and also your wonderful voice when you come to Aspen on Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. It's an honor.